Tanya.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm only okay, though.
You're worried about something, are you?
Yes.
What's up?
And it's the whole Ebola scare that's going on at the moment.
Mm.
And I really, what triggered this is I literally just sent a text message to thank your show, the whole team and yourself for not scaremongering people, because I would be an anxious person, especially when in relation to diseases and illnesses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They trigger anxiety in me. And so the scaremongering that's happening at the moment is just, it's just crazy. Like, and it's, people are already terrified. And then you have, you know, these newspapers and they're printing stuff like it could be airborne, it could be with us, the statistics are 50% chance it's going to hit you, and you know, and even the headlines, and they're made to make people so anxious, and there's nothing useful, there's nothing helpful, there's nothing that will say we can do this, well these vaccines are being looked at, or this is how we can help, this is a positive approach to a negative situation, and it's just not happening, and it's not right.
There's a fine line between scaremongering and reporting the news, the facts.
Exactly. And that's why I did want to thank your whole team, because you never do that. And you, like, literally the only station I will have on, now there are other Irish stations that are quite good, but I feel like your show just gives a good balance between, okay, here's, it is going on and we will talk about it, but there's loads of other things going on as well. So let's put it in proportion, and that's what I'm getting out of your show this morning.
Well,
I appreciate it.
No, thanks for that. I mean, you know, we're not a news show, as well you know, but we look at the newspapers and we see what is of interest to us. And yeah, the Ebola thing is, I was kind of concerned about it, because I felt that people like yourself who would be of a nervous disposition, I think people who would be maybe older and, you know, worried about the different things, kind of looking at this going, what? Because you have to be very careful, don't you, about how you deliver the news on something that is like kids at home. I'm sure lots of people have said, "What is this thing coming? Or what's happening? It seems to be getting closer and closer." You hear about the lady in Spain.
Exactly.
And actually, it's quite, I was watching the news last night. It's quite difficult to watch the guys in the space suits. I don't know if you remember in E.T., I'm not trying to diminish them. When they were coming around, we got an Ebola case. And they were wandering around, and you're kind of going, what is this? It's science fiction.
Yes, and that's the question, because these things haven't happened before and we haven't seen it. But I mean, a huge thing that I keep trying to reassure myself is, yes, it can pass on. It's not a highly contagious disease. It's a highly infectious disease. And nobody's saying this. There's nobody commenting on that. I don't see this in the newspaper. I don't see this as reassurances, you know? And when you have the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, are saying, you know, be frugal, and like, oh no, you know, so things like that. It's just a certain amount of information does it need to be given in certain ways, I think, about this.
Yeah,
it's just making people terrified, and I don't think that that we need to be made more terrified.
We need
to be given solutions.
When you saw Enda Kenny talking about Ebola on the news last night, did that make you more nervous, or did you find it reassuring?
This is what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm trying to avoid it, so I'm only getting snippets, but I have been watching it because I would keep an eye on these things. I've been watching it since the first 60 cases broke out, so I've been keeping an eye and hoping that it will go one way, but
if you were to look at the papers this morning in your newsagent, I have them here in front of me, you would have seen nothing about Ebola on the front of the Sun, nothing about Ebola on the front of the Herald, nothing about Ebola on the front of the Irish Examiner, nothing about a tiny square of it in the Mail saying cabinet or minister to discuss Ebola crisis. The Mirror might scare the bejesus because it says Ireland on Ebola alert. Emergency meeting as fears deadly disease will strike here grow. And then there's a little photograph of an Ebola virus there going, here I am, you better get ready.
I'm coming to get you.
It's like the child catcher with the lollipops.
So
Ireland was put on Ebola alert last night as the government demanded a briefing on how to deal with the deadly outbreak. Now, you could read that as Ireland was putting Ebola out and get all scared. Or you could say No, that's good news. That the government is going to be prepared, that they're not going to be caught unawares, that they're, you know, there is a positive to that and saying, oh, no, that's okay. They're just telling us that we're on alert and we're good to go. Or they could be, say, hyping it up. You see it as a hype up.
I do.
Okay.
I do. And I try not to. I try to be logical. I try to, you know, again, reassure myself that there's lots of things going on in the background, and I try to get that information about the vaccinations and stuff like that. But it's hard because, especially with, and I don't know if I can mention the Daily Mail, but I've done now.
Of course,
so
you can. I'm sure it's a good paper.
They are. I don't think it's good. I think it's disgraceful. I think they're. Just,
why?
They just. They. I don't know if it's the English Daily. I think they just try to use fear. You know.
Well, they're on Ebola now. I have the page for cabinet to meet over growing Ebola threat, but health chiefs rule out airport screenings. Controls are tightened for arrivals to UK. You might be talking about the English Mail, right?
The English Daily Mail.
Yeah, rather than the Irish. Okay.
No, sorry. Yeah,
they're not
English
as bad
Daily
over
Mail, the app on your phone. Yeah,
oh, on the phone. I don't have that. Okay, right. So you're talking about
that
one.
No, I don't either anymore. Would you believe it?
I would believe it.
Off my phone last night.
So let's go back, take a few steps back. Would you have had the same fears about bird flu? Or SARS or foot and mouth?
Yeah, I would have, yeah, definitely. I would have been, because these things trigger anxiety. So yes, I would have kept an eye on them, and I would have been. It's just that with this, it's so fatal, you know, and it's about 50% of people, and it's how people die as well. It's not like the other illnesses.
Do you
make sense?
Is there a bit of OCD in your world?
A little bit.
I'm not being saying that in a facetious way. I'm really asking you. Do you have a bit? Would you be kind of? It's like some irrational fears, maybe sometimes. Sometimes
it is. Yeah, and I do. Yeah, you have to kind of balance your logic, and you know, you're completely irrational. And yeah, sometimes, and it is. I do have to work a little bit.
Okay.
To balance those, definitely, especially in relation to health.
Health. Okay. And are you married?
I am indeed.
And do you drive your man demented?
A little bit, yeah.
I
would safely say that he is, yeah. And I mean, I think it's unfair as well, because I don't think he's getting the space to be nervous about it, because if he is, you know what I mean, he's in the relationship. I don't think he's getting that space. If he is nervous, he's not getting the chance to be, because I'm taking all the nervousness away from him.
Well, maybe he's too busy worrying about other things that are a bit closer to home and more urgent. You know,
and
like
he's
playing.
Paying
bills.
He's not a worrier.
No, not a worrier. You see, you're a worrier.
Yes, and he's not a worrier, so it's good.
And when they met, it was moida. How did you meet?
We met when we were 13 in a kiddies disco. Yeah. And we've been together ever since.
How old are you now?
I'm 30.
30?
Yeah.
And were you not worried about touching his disease-riddled hand at 13? You know, you wouldn't know where it was.
No, I was not.
You weren't worried about the sweat and the filth?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't at all. I know. To be 13 and in love again and, you know, new love and everything like that, you wouldn't worry about a thing, do you?
Not at all.
It's when you have kids, though. I think everything changes when you have children. And I think things that wouldn't bother you about yourself or you'd kind of get over become so magnified when you have children, because you want their world to be so safe.
Yeah.
And I suppose a thing for me as well is I'm so lucky, I'm so blessed.
Yeah.
To be in this life. I know there's so much going on with water rates, and I know we have problems, but there are mothers in these countries and their children have this illness, like, and that just makes my heart so, so sad. And we forget that. We forget that in this country and in all of the Western countries. At times it may cross our mind, but we're only helping these countries now because it might affect us. We should have done this when there were 60 people. This should have been done.
I heard a guy on the radio saying this morning that the African economy is going to go down the toilet because one wants to go there. No, and the continent I'm talking about. And somebody said we are in danger of turning the entire continent of Africa into a leper colony.
Wow.
And I thought that was the most striking thing I've heard this week.
Yeah.
Such as the level of fear and people saying, I'm not going to go to some place which is 5 bazillion miles away from where it's all happening on the basis that it's Africa. Remember people said, I'm not going to Ireland because everyone's there's a war on during the IRA campaign.
And that did happen.
They wouldn't come to Kerry or they wouldn't come to Cork or they wouldn't come to Dublin.
Yeah.
So could you imagine it with the continent of Africa? But anyway, that was just a sidebar point. Mary in Kerry says, I feel the same as Tanya about Ebola. I have a daughter who just moved to London to work, and hearing it'll be in England before too long scares the life out of me. So it's good to hear some sensible talk about it, and hopefully it won't come to England or Ireland. People are so on alert about this in Europe that one snuck into Spain, as you know, and the rest of Europe are on the highest possible alert. I'd be inclined to stress to people that it's under control and that they really don't have anything to worry about until if somebody arrives in and says, I was helping sick people in Africa and I'm banjaxed, and then we're concerned. But look at these things that they're saying in the papers. They're actually trying to, in some ways, reassure you, to give them the credit, to say, the government are meeting today. They're going to talk about the budget and Ebola. And they're trying to put things into place so that it can't happen here. And you know something? Sometimes it's good to be an island nation.
Yes, it is.
Do you know what I mean?
But the thing of it is, even if it did happen here, if people were responsible and said, I'm not feeling well and I'm going to stay in today.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if jobs and if we had this kind of idea of, okay, people are terrified if they don't go to work because they're not feeling well and they're not sure of what's going on and things like that. If we had some sort of a communication or an agreement, and I know you'll have people who will take advantage of this and be at home sick in case they have Ebola.
But we can't be doing that,
If we had some sort of like, you know, some sort of things in place that people said, okay, look, we'll be responsible about this. You know, even if it was here, you can still be responsible about it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's on us. Like, the government can only do so much. Like, it's about us remaining calm, and it's about us getting the right information, and it's about us being responsible
this. That's the thing. I would say it's under control, because there's nothing to control. We don't have it. It's just this one incident from what I can see in Europe, and then the rest of it is an African scenario that we can choose whether or not we want to get involved and learn more. That's up to us. Certainly worrying about it, I don't know, is it going to help you or them?
No.
But somebody just sends a text, says, that lady has 100% OCD, so do I. We need to grab a beer together. Are you? Is your house the cleanest house in Ireland?
No, I would definitely say I have a 6-year-old.
Forget about that. No, you have a Tasmanian dust devil. You don't have a 6-year-old.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So I don't have the cleanest.
Just checking.
In Ireland,
okay. We're going to say goodbye to you now. But I really enjoy talking to you about it, because I think thrashing it out for people as well, including myself, and it's good, because it just needs to. Everything needs to calm down a bit. It's a horrible word.
A little bit.
It's a horrible disease. It's a horrible situation for the poor people that are suffering from it so tragically in Africa. But we also need to just stay steady now. We're not, you know, it's not. It's not here. And the likelihood is it's not going to be here. So just easy does it. If it does, we'll handle it. But in the meantime, don't worry about something that might not happen. You know, it's like worrying about, are you going to land on the Mars safely? You're not going to Mars.
No, that's very true.
Don't be thinking it to death now, you know.
No, and please God, now we should definitely all try, though, to do something towards helping the people that already have it.
Well, we did want to do something. Exactly, that's a charity situation, exactly. And if you want,
And there isn't. I don't think there is. Like, there is the Red Cross and stuff like that. But I mean, is there Ebola specific charities?
Well, Goal are doing good work there, and at the moment,
yes. So,
and I presume there's other charities. I just was reading about Goal. My daughter's exactly like Tanya. She has an autoimmune disease and got swine flu at 14 when it was around, and she was in Crumlin. And the doctors used to come in and out with those space suits, masks and white bowler suits. Very frightening experience for her. And another,
I can imagine,
Another says, Tanya's dead right. It's a game changer when you have kids. My anxiety levels are through the roof since I had my babies, and the Ebola frightens the life out of me. There was an epidemic in early 96, no big deal about it. And the interweb has a lot to answer for. Oh, I think this is when my case for banning the internet from the planet is completely in full flight, because the amount, I would imagine, I'm not looking at it because I don't believe in half the stuff on the internet anyway, but the amount, I'd say, of misinformation, stupid exaggeration and unnecessary fear mongering around the internet, I'd say, is a horror. I would stay well away from it. I've just returned from Kenya, says a text, and I travelled on local buses, etc. Ebola was the least of my worries in such a dangerous country. Thomas says, Tanya needs to get a life and live. No point in worrying about something that might never happen. There are better things to worry about if you have to worry at all.
Okay, so I'll take that on board today.
Take that on board. Tomorrow you should think about the movie you're going to watch with your kids. That's what I'm thinking about. And that's what I'm excited about, you know?
We're watching Doug's first movie, so I have it already.
Now we're cooking. You know what I mean? Think about that stuff.
Yeah.
And have a lovely weekend. Tanya, I really enjoyed our chat this morning.
Thanks, Ryan. And again, I do appreciate the fact that you don't scaremonger. That's kind of the point I wanted to make today anyway.
Okay, I appreciate
all
you
right.
saying that. Look
Thank
after
you.
Yourself.
Have a nice
see,
day.
See you soon, hopefully.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Edith, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God.
How are you?
I am fine. I actually feel like crying now.
Ah, would you stop? Where are you?
I'm actually in Clonmel, even though I'm from Butleash.
You're from Port.
I'm in Clonmel.
Are you working today or what are you up to?
I am working. I'm actually right inside the lab, but I have to beg my supervisor that I have to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Can you go somewhere where a little less echoey, I wonder? If you walk somewhere that might be just so that we can hear you, because there's a bit of an echo on the corridor. It's not your phone, it's fine. But just need a room with better acoustics, and then we'll be grand.
Will outside be better?
There, wherever you are now, stop. And talk to me.
Okay.
Tell me what you're doing that your supervisor said.
Okay, I'm actually checking the petri dishes for growth of microbes.
Oh, okay, good. And why are we talking this morning? What was it that struck your mind?
Actually, I sent in a text about the Ebola thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm always constantly being asked about Ebola in Nigeria because I'm from Nigeria, even though I'm Irish now.
Oh, you're from Nigeria originally before you became an Irish person. And then people think, oh, she's from Nigeria. She'll know all about Ebola.
Exactly. And I have a little bit of clue anyway.
And do you know anything about Ebola as it happened? Or do you know it the same as everyone else?
I wouldn't say I know much now, to be honest. But I watched a documentary on BBC about the North that went to, I don't know if it's Sierra Leone or Liberia. Not 100% sure now, but I watched the documentary and they talk about the North and they talk about how Ebola came about. It started from Congo or somewhere.
So far,
I had to keep, you know, going to the news and everything just to have something to say to them.
Why are people asking you specifically about Ebola, Edith?
I'd say, first, I'm the only African in my workplace, so I guess maybe they think I would probably know more because I'm African.
Oh, that's so funny.
From Africa.
That is so funny. You have such a good sense of humor that you can take that without being insulted. Do you know what I mean? Other people might feel a bit insulted by that.
Oh, no, I don't at all. I don't care. I just want to be happy all the time.
I know, I can hear that in your voice. It's lovely. It's really refreshing.
Thank you.
Do you also work at, do you work in a lab?
Yes, I work in a lab.
Oh, that's even better. Edith from Nigeria, originally working in a lab, and everyone asking her about Ebola. That's great. So, are you able to talk to them about Ebola now? Because now that you've watched the documentary, you're informed.
Kind of. So far, like from the news, I watch. You know, the outbreak and the frequency of the outbreak and the statistics. So far in Nigeria, which I think I'm happy to say, they said from CNN or Sky News. That 20 cases they've had so far,
yes,
and there are 8 deaths,
okay.
And we have over 150 million Nigerians. So I think that's good news.
Well, really, if you do the numbers, and when I don't mean any disrespect to the deceased, but if you do the numbers, the odds are very, very small.
Yeah.
And equally, in Ireland, I don't think anyone has anything to fear in Ireland just yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Just yet, I'd say. But we have a lot of Africans living in Ireland who go back home. So I'd say we kind of should keep our fingers crossed a bit, you know.
Yeah, and we have to make sure everyone's really careful. I mean, and that's why hopefully the government put people's minds at rest and hopefully that we treat it correctly and appropriately and then we should be okay.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I hope so.
I'm so delighted I'm talking to you. It's just, I'm actually shaking as I'm talking.
Hey, listen.
I'm always ringing 2FM, trying to talk to Ryan.
Oh, well, look, we're here now.
Oh, God, I'm so happy. I listen to, like, you know, your morning shows with the kids, where they do the spelling, the I know stuff.
Yeah.
And I just love it. And I just want to say thank you to every mom who takes their kids to school every morning. I never get a chance to do that because I have to come in early to work. I travel from Portlaoise to Clonmel and I never really get a chance to take them to school. So
and do you,
I just want to say thank you to every mom.
How old are your kids, Edith?
Okay, I have a 13-year-old who's in secondary school.
Yeah.
And I have Eric, who's in the middle. He has special needs.
Okay.
He's 11. And I have my little mate, who is going to be 6 next week.
So you but you can't bring them to school, but you can...
No, because I have to leave them early. I live in Port Leash and I have to travel to Clonmel to work.
Clonmel every day. Okay, so that's the, so you're listening to us on your trip to work anyway.
I always. I've been listening for almost 10 years now.
Wow. Is there any chance? Is there any chance?
Like a happy day for me. Sorry.
I'd like to meet you.
I'd love to. Oh my God, that would be like the best day of my life.
Would you? Will you come up to the Late Late Show next Friday?
Can I? Are you serious?
Yeah. Who will you bring with you? Who would you bring with you?
I'll bring my husband.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What's his name?
His name is Charles, and he's actually away in Nigeria.
Okay.
But he'll be back next week anyway.
Well, look, we'll find a day that suits you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, come into the audience and we'll say hello. We'll have an old chat and a hug.
I'm actually crying now.
No, look, it's really easy. I'd like to meet you. You just sound so lovely.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So
you,
not at all. You go back into the lab and make the world safer. And
yeah, I have to go back. Yeah.
I know you do. And you're so good to talk to us. And I'll see you now either next week or the week after, and we'll have the chat before the show or whatever during the breaks.
I love you. I love your show. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy.
Not at all. It's such a happy end to us. What could have been a sad call. So that's good news all around.
There's one more thing you have to help me with. There's a lady. There's one time she had this autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
And where she. I think it kind of like starts to degenerate or something, and she's actually at a stage where I think she's lost. She can't move her hands or her legs and everything. I think I'm trying to remember. I'd like to know how she's doing.
How she is? Okay. I think you're talking about our friend Jan Battles, who has motor neuron disease, and she's a big Gary Barlow fan. But we won't judge her. Because she's so lovely. She's a friend of the programs. I haven't heard from Jan for a little while, so I will find out today. I'll make a call, or we'll get in touch. You're a good person. I just like talking to you. I just got a great feeling from you. You know that.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so delighted.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you and your husband.
So how do I get there then?
I know somebody who knows somebody who's going to phone you in the next day or early next week, and we'll sort it all out.
Okay, thank you so much.
Have a great weekend, Edith.
And you too. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah,
bye.
Okay. See you then. Bye for now.